Okay, so hi, my name is Sharon, and we're going to be talking about different questions about the book Things Fall Apart. And this is Marina and Gabriel. Okay, so next question is, what would have happened if everyone were to convert?
If everyone would have converted, it would have been way different, and I think Okonkwo would have been angry, and everyone would have betrayed their gods, but maybe it would have been way peaceful, because the Europeans are more civilized, and the evil people have a lot of laws, and their laws are very strict, and everyone is penalized for very little things. You're penalized for having twins, you're penalized for bearing certain type of children. I feel like the Igbo laws are way stricter than the Christian laws, but the Christian laws are harsh, and maybe they would have been like, wouldn't have, like, I think the elders wouldn't have converted if the Englishmen came to the elders and asked them to convert. I don't think they would have converted because they're too used to it, and that's how I feel.
So, what was the Enoch thinking when he pulled the Igbo's mask off?
I think he wasn't trying to directly disrespect the culture, but he was just curious and didn't understand the culture. So he just wanted to find out, like, what was the big deal about it, what was under the mask, and why are they celebrating this and all of that.
So, I think if everyone would have converted, I think that, Okonkwo would probably have, because I think Okonkwo would have become even more furious. He'd probably, try to kill lots of Christians to convert back to people. And when you said, I think he was thinking when he pulled the Igbo's mask off that it was major disrespect, and he probably could build up so much anger that he wanted to maybe commit murder because it's such, like, a disrespectful thing. And, yeah.
I agree with you.
What do you think would happen if the Christians were the ones who killed the Okonkwo?
If the Christians were the ones who killed the Okonkwo and they didn't cover it up, I think it would be harder for the Christians to gain their trust. Also, they wouldn't be so willing to convert after an event like that, which would lead to more violence.
What do you think would happen if Okonkwo was convinced the others to fight back?
In the book, Okonkwo believed they should fight and defend themselves before they take full control. If he convinced his tribe to go to war, they would be fighting against Europe. And it can be unpredictable, and it can last for many years.
I agree with Gabrielle about the death of Okonkwo. I feel like if the Englishmen had killed Okonkwo, it would have been way different, and it would have started way more wars, and it would have never ended. Like, because Okonkwo is very special and, like, very prized to the Africans. That's why at the end of the book, when they talk about him dying, they want to give him the funeral he deserves. It's just like they can't bury him.
I think if the Christians were to kill Okonkwo, that the Christians would have, like, no chance at all to convert others because they killed Okonkwo. Since the beginning of the book, they've wanted to convert Nwoye, and I think that would have been different. Nwoye probably wouldn't have converted as he did and probably hate the Christians instead of converting.
Was Okonkwo okay with the exile for 7 years?
I believe Okonkwo was fully in agreement with what they punished him with, but at the same time, he knew what he had done in a crime. And I don't think he would change. I think if he would, he wouldn't change it because he knew he couldn't fight back or try because he couldn't have had his punishment extended. Wait, it stops. I don't know.
If Okonkwo could change something about Ekemafuna's death, what would it be?
I think if Okonkwo could change something about Ikenofuma's death, it would be if he could go back and do something like protect him more and maybe hide him, and so he could stick around longer and finding other ways to keep him from dying. And yeah.
What does Okonkwo think about converting?
I think Okonkwo is furious about him converting since the beginning. He always feared about Nwoye becoming like his father or doing something stupid like his father. I think Okonkwo realizes his biggest fear with Nwoye comes true, that it's him becoming, and it Nwoye is becoming the son he's never wanted. I think he may believe why, this is why he believes his family is falling apart because of Nwoye converting.